Welcome to Alive. This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and I'm excited to take you through the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, our readings. And our gospel passage is from John chapter 1, 35 through 42. There is something pretty transformative that happens in John's gospel. And today we hear about the disciples walking along, and they refer to Jesus as Rabbi. They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher. Where are you staying? Notice how they refer to him as Rabbi, as teacher. Eventually, in the gospel, they're going to refer to him as Lord. Great question is, who is Jesus in your life? Is he just a teacher? Is he someone who teaches you good things? Or is he Lord? Is he God? Is he the one who you bow down to, that you worship, that you enter into relationship with? Who is God? Who is Jesus in your life? Let's pray for that grace that he's not just a teacher, but that he is Lord, that he is Savior, that he is Redeemer. And if that is the case, that we also treat him as God. We bow down before him. We worship him. We give him everything. We offer our lives to him, not just as a teacher, but as Lord. Let's pray for that grace of transformation in our own lives. This is our Alive program, so as we know, we just got off of Peace on Earth, which was our Advent and Christmas preparation and celebration program, and Alive is our weekly gospel reflection. There are always reflection questions posted down below. You can also always find those at allsaintscatholic.net, allsaintscatholic.net, by clicking on the Alive button, and we want you to be in a small group. I want you to found a small group. Maybe your New Year's resolution this year is that I am going to gather 3 to 6 people, and we are going to meet on a weekly basis with consistency, and we're going to go over the Sunday readings, and we're going to grow in faith. I just want to let you know, I'm providing you a place to do that. It's called Ars Cafe Meeting House. So let's do it. Let's grow in faith. Let's grow in discipleship. Let's invite people to know Christ and to his gospel and to be the saints of his kingdom. God bless you.